These are the expressions.
Tell me some of the other ones.
Puke.
Okay, that would be cruder, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be rough on the swallow pipe.
Okay. And if you...
Might have to have a swallow pipe reamed out.
That's right. Yes, if your swallow pipe reamed out, you really have a load, huh?
My nose sprung a leak.
And if a person...
I'll be back in bed.
Take care of it. If a person is sick down here and is gonna vomit, you'd say he is sick.
His stomach.
Okay. And if someone had some news, you say she came over me the news.
Wow. Let me think a minute. Come over the news like broadcast?
Yeah, and she came over to the house to, would you say, to tell me the news?
Or? Tell me the news. That comes by grapevine and
yeah,
that
okay.
kind of way. I'd say the news come by grapevine that she had a disturbance
yeah,
in her house.
That's just
the coon got in her hat.
Okay. Coon got where?
In her hat.
Coon got in her hat, huh? That means she's in
a... That's one of the expressions where nephews worked down in South Carolina. And, the police called down there one day at our niggers working in the shop or something, and one of them come up there and said, there's a coon in the house, and said, this is a real coon. They called niggers coons, you know, out of these places sometimes.
Yeah, right. If a boy is seeing a lot of a girl, you'd say, before they're married, what would you say that he was doing? He was...
Well, he was courting her, or either he was flirting with her, or else.
That's good.
He and
he
making
would,
a good expression on
okay.
the teacher.
All right, and you'd say he was her what?
Intended husband.
Or boyfriend. And she was his?
Well, wasn't a spouse yet. Let's see what he would call. No, I'll be the husband, the spouse.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see his girlfriend.
Yeah, okay.
And intended wife.
Yeah, and you mentioned...
Fancy.
Okay. You mentioned necking and
smooching.
And smooching yesterday. Any other terms like that?
Let's see, moonlighting, and of course that's used when they work overtime and things. I don't know.
Okay. And if a man and woman...
Spooning.
What's that?
Spooning.
Spooning, yeah, okay. That was used when you
were... Yeah, that was in the early days.
Yeah. Could they used to use that, though, when you were a boy?
Oh, yes. Okay. I've heard of spooning.
And if a man was going to... wanted to marry a woman, but she decided she didn't want to marry him, you would say she...
It provoked him, or else he didn't accept, or else she wasn't ready. Let me see what that would be. Jilted him.
Jilted him.
Jilted him.
Okay.
That'd be
okay. That's good. That's fine. Now, and what would you call the man who stands up with a woman at a wedding? Stands up with a...
Best man.
That's right. And the woman counterpart of that would be the...
You mean the woman...
stands up with the bride.
Oh, I see. The bridesmaid.
All right. And do you remember around? Did they have these around here noisy celebrations?
Yes, on some occasions I believe they did, but right around here they didn't have that too much. Call that serenading them.
Okay. What was that like, as you recall?
Oh, just like a bunch of hillbillies making a racket with everything you could get.
Okay. Okay. Now I want to ask you about how you'd express this. Let's say yesterday you were in Gainesville. If you said you were in Gainesville yesterday, would you say I was up in Gainesville, down in Gainesville, or over in Gainesville?
Well, I think I'd say down in Gainesville from here because it is a southerly direction.
South. And how about Dahlonega?
Oh, I'd say over.
Okay.
It's just over the hill, like going to the poorhouse.
Right. But what about if it was, say, you went maybe 10 miles north of there?
In the mountains.
Yeah.
With the Blue Ridge.
Yeah, and would you say that would be up in or
mountain.
Up in the mountains?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then if you're talking about some people at a party, you'd say there weren't just a few people there. There was they didn't arrest a few people after that disturbance. They arrested
the whole crowd.
Okay. And then a place they have music and people get out on the floor and move around, you'd call that a...
Well, it could be a dance. What is it called? Square dance?
Okay.
Or it could be.
Do you remember the term play party?
No, I don't quite get that.
All right.
I don't know.
And at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, you'd say school.
School adjourned.
Okay. And what time after a vacation in the fall in September, you'd say school.
School term is ended.
Right. And then if a boy didn't go to school, he was supposed to go to school and didn't go.
Uh, let's see, I know what that is. Why can't I think of it? It's been so long since I've tried it.
Would you ever call it played hooky? Or?
Yeah, right.
What's that?
Hooky.
Okay.
He played hooky.
Okay.
Played it good.
Okay.
Okay.
And if a person...
He would play hooky.
You got his mouth open, I think I'll throw a chew over in it. Would that help, Joe?
Mm-hmm.